Fourth and seven for the Commerce Tigers from the Pleasant Grove 32-yard line. 9:19 left in the game. 14-9, Commerce over Pleasant Grove. It's been a turnover fest here in the second half.
Yeah, I like the call right there just to stop, catch your breath. Let's figure out a play, call the timeout. I like that call by Coach Wells. Let's see if they can capitalize on it.
And, hey, how about get a towel guy out there to dry the ball off too? Probably a good idea.
Not bad, considering how many snaps that they do. I mean, we've seen all but one snap from the shotgun today, and that was the quick audible on the goal line for the touchdown.
Yeah, and that was successful. Commerce Tigers break the huddle from the far side for the timeout. Three wide receivers to the near side, one to the far. Anderson to the right of Wells at shotgun. Fourth and seven. Here's the snap. Three-step drop. Looks to his right. Fires deep in the end zone. One-handed dropped. DeLance Sharp trying to make a play on that. A good throw, but that would have been one for the ages that he caught it. Very difficult catch.
Oh, yeah. Going towards the front pylon, he had two guys on him, a safety over top, which is number 11, Dylan Sylvie, and number two, Kentron Pemberton-Haley on the cornerback coverage right there. But great pass by Sam Wells to get it to where only his receiver could get the ball. Just a bit overthrown. And, you know,
going for it
like
all
you said,
and a pretty good read, too. A pretty good throw, just a very difficult catch.
Yeah, had his fingertips on it. Let's see. Defense time.
So first and 10 for the Pleasant Grove Hawks from their own 32-yard line. 9:14 left in the game. Here's the snap. Handoff up the middle. He's got some room to run at the 40. Breaks a tackle. The 50 taken down at the 45-yard line. This will be a 33-yard carry for Michael Hawkins of the Pleasant Grove Hawks. We've barely seen him run tonight. He's the pistol back.
Yes.
And he barely has gotten a handoff all night long.
That was a touchdown-saving tackle right there by number 12, DeMarcus Denson, on the play. Able to come back from the far side of the field and save him when he had nothing but open running room left.
So first and 10 from the Commerce 41-yard line. 14-9, Commerce over Pleasant Grove, 9 minutes left in the game. Pistol formation, shotgun. Here's a man in motion. Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff up the middle. Over the right side of the quarterback. He's to the 30. There's the first down. The 20 pushed out of bounds. This will be about a 20-yard carry for the quarterback, Hunter Hatfield. Pleasant Grove picking up some momentum now.
Pushed out of bounds by number 8, Ty Everett. What that does right there, Kevin, what I saw in those last two plays, establishing a running game up the middle allows for those quarterback off-tackle keepers to be more effective.
Absolutely, and right there you see that. He opens up some field, you draw the defense in, and he's got room to run, broke a couple of tackles, got some yards after contact, but he had a first down before he was ever touched.
Yeah, it looked like the linebackers completely bit on the handoff, the fake handoff up the middle, which
– And that's what you get, man in motion. Here's the snap, fakes the pitch back, coming back the other way, big wide open to the 10, the 5, makes a move, touchdown, Pleasant Grove.
Yeah, Kendrick Pemberton-Haley right there on the touchdown. Again, that was coming from that same style of play where they fake the handoff up the middle, looks like the quarterback's going to run, and he pitches it back the opposite way. Virtually untouched going into the end zone right there.
Just had to make one quick move there at about the 5-yard line, and then he went in, and the Hawks take the lead. They're lining up to take a 2-point lead, 14-15, Pleasant Grove over Commerce. Shades of last season where the game came down to the final seconds. Here in the fourth quarter, after tons of turnovers from both teams, the Hawks have finally taken a lead. And they'll take a timeout to think about this. Should they go for two? The answer to that question, yes. We'll find out if they do after this on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Big Friday Night Scoreboard Program, a few more scores. Sulphur Springs 22 over Paris 3. That's 22-3, Sulphur Springs over Paris in the third. Cooper over Prairie Land 38-0 in the third quarter. Also a third quarter score, North Lamar 27, New Boston 0. Back to Kevin and Brian, guys.
So the Hawks have taken the lead 15-14 with 8:42 left in the game. They took a timeout. They were lining up to kick the single extra point, but ahead by one, you'd like to go ahead and go for that two, so a field goal doesn't win the game. So I think they took a timeout to discuss what play they wanted to go for 2 points, and indeed, they're lining up to run a play. Shotgun formation, three wide receivers to the near side. We haven't seen that. Here's the snap. Bootleg out to the right side. He fires. It's short. The two-point conversion fails. So a one-point lead for the Hawks over the Tigers, 15-14, with 8:42 left in the game. We'll be back with more Tigers football after this on your station.
Big Friday Night Scoreboard program, clear as it may be. Hey, it looks like Nevada and Caddo Mills, that's a community in Caddo Mills, 14 all. 14, knotted at 14 in the third. Also a third quarter score. Leonard Tigers running away with it over Como Picton, 56-0 in the third quarter. Back to Kevin and Brian, guys.
So the Hawks have taken the lead, Brian, coming out in the fourth quarter. They fired an interception. They've had like three other turnovers this quarter alone. Five, I think, for the game. 14-15, they have the lead over Commerce.
Well, it looks like, right, Kevin, they, you know, they right there on that last series where Pleasant Grove was able to score the touchdown, Commerce went back to how they were attacking that in the first half, the pistol running game, and they were kind of sitting on their heels. They were, and then once that one run up the middle came, they were biting on the fake again and allowing them to get outside.
And Hatfield big on that drive. He's got 12 rushes for 62 yards on the game. Here's the kickoff. It's high. It's deep. Fielded at the 12-yard line, but Lance Sharp to the 25, the 30, the 40. Cuts back across the middle of the field. Breaks one tackle. He's into Pleasant Grove territory. Great return by the Commerce Tigers.
That's what you got to do right there, is turn right back around and give yourself good field position. Down by one after the missed two-point attempt by Pleasant Grove, Commerce still has a chance to drive down the field and take the lead.
So to put this at the Pleasant Grove 47-yard line, first and 10 for the Commerce Tigers. DeLance Sharp making a play. Shotgun formation, four wide receivers to each side. Anderson in the backfield to the left of Wells. Here's the snap. Wells hands off up the middle. Anderson jukes and jives, turns out to the right side, falls forward for about a 5 yards, 6 yards on the carry. To bring up second and four for the Tigers.
That's a good play, a good display of patience right there by Tavoris Anderson right there, allowing for the hole to open up and see the lane to turn what could have been a no gain into about a 6 yard pickup.
Great agility, good acceleration, and great speed from Anderson. We've seen a lot of it on display tonight. Four wide receivers, Anderson to the left of Wells in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Looks to his right, fires. Jason Wilson catches, moves forward past the first down marker, then taken down for about a couple of extra yards down to the Pleasant Grove 35-yard line. First down, Commerce.
Yeah, Jason Wilson lining up in the slot receiver position right there, catching the screen real quick and just turning and running downhill. Good job by DeLance Sharp, able to maintain that block for him to pick up the first down on the outside.
The Commerce faithful, of course, recognizing the Wilson name. Buck Wilson from last year. Jason, his little brother, took over as number four this year. We're going to try to do some follow-up on Buck Wilson and how his collegiate career is going here in the next couple of months. But right now, we got a snap and a shotgun. Hand off to Anderson up the middle. Goes left, goes right. Three guys on him. Shakes them. Three more. It's a gang tackle on Anderson, but they still can't bring him down. They finally blow the play dead, and he never gets tackled. That's going to be an 8 yard gain if they mark it where they should.
Juke once, juke twice. Perfect spin move right there for him to accelerate. I like the way this kid approaches the game and the position of running back in particular.
Second and three, they give him seven on the carry. I guess the refs don't give style points out after all. 14-15, Pleasant Grove over Commerce. Two receivers each side. Here's the snap. Quick fire to Al Jackson in the left flat. Gets to the edge. Cuts up field. He may have got the first down. He did by a yard. Move those chains, Tigers. Move those chains.
Another quick screen, this time to the near side. Al Jackson lining up in the slot. Coming around. Commerce is doing a good job when they execute these slot screens with the outside receivers able to maintain blocks down the field. Opening up running lanes for the...
Got some good plays, got the running lanes, got some good blocking out there, and Al Jackson has been a great playmaker for the Commerce Tigers tonight. 6:56 left in the game, 14-15, Pleasant Grove. Here's the snap, handoff to Anderson. He plunges to the right. He's under trouble, taken down in the backfield. That'll be a 2 yard loss for the Tigers, second and 12.
Pleasant Grove looked ready for that when they were all over that play. Looked like they had eight in the box on that, anticipating the run. Let's see if Commerce can make some adjustments for the remainder of this possession.
The Hawks with the one-point lead. Anderson going out of the game to get a rest. Darian Redd coming in to spell him. Let's see how this may affect the play calling. But 6.5 minutes left in the game. Commerce down by one. Second and 12 from the Pleasant Grove 26-yard line. Two receivers each side. Red to the right of Wells in the shotgun. Sorry, that's not. That's Tyron Wilson in it, running back. Bootleg out to the right from the snap. Fires to the right. DeLance Sharp catches it at the 20, the 19-yard line. That'll be a 5-yard gain on the play, maybe 7-yard gain on the play, but it'll bring up a 3rd and 4 for the Tigers.
Yeah, again, good play right there for him to get out and get the ball down the field. Soft zone by the defense allows it to open up for short yardage. Commerce will take that every time, especially since we've seen that every time down here, this is 4-down territory for them.
This may actually be a 3rd and 6 for the Commerce Tigers. Now, remember, it may be 4-down territory, but a field goal takes the lead. 5.5 minutes left in the game, 15-14, Pleasant Grove over Commerce. Tyron Wilson to the left of Wells in shotgun, 2 receivers each side. Here's the snap. Handoff up the middle to Wilson. Goes to the right, cuts left. He's tripped up but falls forward. Where are they going to snap it? Is it a 1st down?
They're going to spot him just short. They're going to spot him just short.
Oh, the Commerce Tigers inches short of the 1st down. We'll see if they even measure, though. It's pretty clear.
Interesting call here. Interesting call. You mentioned a field goal to take the lead. This wouldn't be a terribly long one. However, Commerce has not attempted a field goal yet this season.
Yeah, and Isaiah Martinez. Not Isaiah, excuse me. Luis Martinez does have a good leg. Commerce Tigers going to think about this. 4th and 1 when we get back with the Tigers down by 1 late in the 4th quarter. Your station, 88.9 KETR. And the crowd is jumping around here at Hawk Stadium in Pleasant Grove. They're Hawks, winless on the season, looking for their first victory. Have a 1-point lead over the Commerce Tigers. And here, with 5 minutes left in the game, the Commerce Tigers are at 4th and 1 on the Pleasant Grove 15-yard line.
With only one timeout to go now after taking that second one, it's very important for them to convert this 1st down. Looks like it's going to be straight up 4th and 1 yard to go.
See who comes out in the backfield for the Commerce Tigers. Big formation. They're coming out with Wells in the shotgun. Tyron Wilson in the pistol behind him. And now Pleasant Grove went, what? You're bringing out the big guy to run the ball? Timeout. Yeah. Pleasant Grove takes a timeout. We'll take another one with them. We'll be back with this 4th and 1 right after this on your station, 88.9 KETR. So the Pleasant Grove Hawks see the play, don't like the personnel. They call a timeout on their own. Again, 1-point lead with just under 5 minutes left to play in this game. Pleasant Grove looking for their 1st win of the season. Commerce looking to build up some momentum before they get a rest next week before district play. To break the huddle, we have the shotgun formation pistol with Tyron Wilson behind Sam Wells, Al Jackson to his right. Here's the snap. Hand off to Wilson up the middle. He's got the 1st down. Move those chains, Commerce. Give it to the big guy. He'll get it done.
Give it to the big boy and let him run right up the middle. Commerce has had success with that, and especially his ability to stay on his feet and not get taken down, bouncing continuously off of tacklers.
Some good agility, bouncing off that line after first contact and able to break that. That's what they were banking on there, and that's what the Commerce Tigers got as they get that 1st down. So 1st and 10 from the Pleasant Grove 14-yard line. 4 wide receivers, 2 each side. Anderson to the left of Wells at shotgun. Showing blitz from Pleasant Grove. Here's the snap. They do blitz. Anderson gets the handoff, taken down in the backfield. This will be a 1-yard loss, so it'll bring up a 2nd and 11 for the Commerce Tigers.
Yeah, again, it seems like on 1st down right there, Kevin, that the Pleasant Grove defense was anticipating the run and or at least, you know, definitely going to make sure that they were going to get pressure on the quarterback on that play.
R2-D2 showing his displeasure with the Pleasant Grove blitz right there, if you're able to hear in the background. If not, disregard all previous words I just said for the last 10 seconds. 4 minutes left in the game. 15-14, Pleasant Grove over Commerce as they break the huddle. Shotgun formation, 2 receivers each side. Anderson to the left of Wells, 2nd and 11. Here's the snap. It's high. It's handled. Wells under pressure, trying to get away from it. He does. Coming to the left, looks upfield, fires. Intercepted at the 4-yard line. Wells trying to make something happen. And he does, but it's a turnover.
Yeah, Kevin, right there. We saw it again, another high snap, bobbled at the line of scrimmage. Wells evaded, got away from would-be tacklers, pressure in the backfield, tried to make something out of nothing and undercut the route. Number 4, Kayan Cooks with the key interception for the Pleasant Grove Hawks right there.
So the turnover fest in the 2nd half continues. Commerce seen heartbreak again against Pleasant Grove late in the game.